The first thing that we have is a four-measure intro. Here's what it sounds like by itself. So let's start with just measures one and two. Here they are. We're in the key of C, which means we should expect very few sharps and flats because the key of C actually has none. We will have some that show up from time to time, though. Right hand, we're starting off on the E above middle C and then the C above that. I'm using fingers 1 and 5 for this. With the left hand, I'm playing two A's. So this is the A below middle C with the first and then the A below that with the fifth. This all hits together. Then I want you to keep the A down and the left hand's first finger, right hand keep your E and C down. The left hand, I want you to play B under your fourth, then C under your third, and then D under your second. All of this while keeping the A under your first finger down and right hand keeping the E and C down. Then we're going to put down the sustain pedal right here. And then from here, we're going to go to this. Left hand, this is E and G, and that's the E below middle C with your second and the G above it with your first. Right hand, I'm playing C and G, and that's your middle C and the G above it with finger 3 or 4. These hit together with the left hand's E and G, pedal up and down, and then we'll have this. Right hand, I'm hitting the C and G again. With it, left hand, I'm playing the A below middle C with my first, and then the B flat above that with my second. And that's measure one. Then for measure two of the intro, we'll have this. Right hand, this is the F above middle C with my third and the A above that with my fifth. Left hand, I'm playing the F two below middle C with my fifth, C above that with my second, and then the A above that with my first. Now this is quite a reach. So the way that you do this is you play the F with your fifth with right hand's F and A, pedal goes down, then left hand play the C and then the A real quickly, like that. We just call that rolling the chord. What's next is the left hand will play the G below the A it just played, while the right hand plays the E below that. Then both hands go down again, left hand to F, right hand to D. And then from there we go to this. Right hand, this is the middle C and the E above it, and I'm using fingers 1 and 3. Left hand, this is the C below middle C with my second, and the G above that with my first. These sit together, pedal up and down. And then we have... Now what's happening is we have the right hand playing the D above middle C, while the left hand's playing the B flat 2 below middle C with its second. Then both hands descend, right hand middle C, left hand to the A. And then here's where the right hand crosses over to play B flat below middle C while the left hand plays G below the A it just played. At this point, the pedal goes back down. And that's measures 1 and 2. Now let's take a look at 3 and 4.